This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In just a couple of hours, we'll get the most important economic numbers of the month. The Labor Department will tell us how many jobs were created in the U.S. in July and what the new unemployment rate is. For a preview, we're joined by Richard DeKayser. He is an economist with Wells Fargo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Richard, what are you expecting when we get the jobs report later this morning for the month of July?
I think we'll see about 145,000 jobs created, which is nothing great by historical standards. It's very moderate. But the real question is, how does it compare to where we've just been? The previous 3 months, April, May, June, averaged 75,000 very consistently. So if we get back to something in the vicinity of 150,000 or thereabouts, I think that would be encouraging, at least to the extent that we're pulling out of the mud.
Well, Richard, what about the unemployment rate? I mean, we're at 8.2% years after the financial crisis that led to this huge recession. It seems like we're in pretty bad shape still.
We're in bad shape if where we could be is what most economists regard as full employment, somewhere around 5.5% or 6%. So until we start seeing numbers south of 7%, the labor market still has a way to go.
Now, obviously, this is a business story, an economic story. It's also going to be a political story because we're just a few months out from the election. Do you think that there's any chance that unemployment rate at 8.1% is going to make any kind of significant dip before Election Day?
Oh, I think we might lose a tenth or two between now and November. If we do, I think that would help all the incumbents, the president as well as all the rest. But I think the possibilities of any huge gains are very remote, which at this late stage of the game makes for a very close election climate.
Richard DeKayser, economist with Wells Fargo, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.